Janet Barclay.
Hi, I'm Armanda Rocco.
Hi, I'm Lauren McPhillips. And the three of us are working hard to try to understand what the controls are on nitrous oxide emissions in the landscape.
The reason that we care about nitrous oxide is because it's a potent greenhouse gas, 310 times stronger than carbon dioxide. Nitrous oxide is naturally emitted from soil, but human manipulations of the landscape can change the dynamics of emissions. Ultimately, we want to be able to improve estimates of nitrous oxide emissions in global climate models. In order to make good models of this greenhouse gas, we have to understand the processes that control its emissions, and these occur all the way down on a microbial level. The main process that creates nitrous oxide is denitrification. In this process, nitrate, a nutrient essential to plants that is often applied as part of fertilizers, is usually transformed into harmless nitrogen gas by microbes. However, nitrous oxide is one of several possible byproducts of this process, and things such as environmental conditions or which microbes are present can impact whether or not nitrous oxide is produced. The three of us are working to connect our understanding of denitrification and nitrous oxide emissions all the way from the microbial level up to being able to model the process in the landscape. Armanda is a graduate student in microbiology, and she is working to understand what groups of bacteria are carrying out certain parts of the denitrification process. She's also studying the particular genes that allow the transformations in the denitrification pathway, and she's looking at what factors, like pH and oxygen, control when these genes are turned on. Jumping up to the landscape, we see that Lauren is working to measure denitrification and nitrous oxide emissions from soil. She also measures conditions like temperature and groundwater flow so that we can connect these factors to denitrification. Now, taking this information on denitrification and environmental controls in the landscape, Janet is working to create a model that will connect these factors. We see here that Janet's model can be used to understand how denitrification can change over the course of the year. As you can see, we are working hard to understand what controls the process of denitrification and nitrous oxide emissions in the landscape, and we eventually hope to scale our research up to be able to better inform inputs to global climate models.